Hello there.
How pleasant of you to join us.
Greetings, exalted one.
Join me.
This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
What's up, Star Wars friends? Welcome back to the show. This is Galaxy Palooza, a Star Wars podcast of galactic proportions. I'm Anthony, and in this episode, I'm going to say some words about the trailers that have dropped for the new Star Wars Andor show coming to Disney Plus. Begins streaming on September 21st, 2022, with a 3-episode premiere. How about that? Man, I'm excited for this show, really. You know, I kind of been sleeping on it, kind of been forgetting about it, that it's even coming out. I think it was actually probably one of the longest shows in production, too, since they started doing shows for Disney Plus. I think that's why we're getting like a 12-episode season, too. I think this has more episodes in this season of Andor than any of the live-action Disney Plus shows they've done so far. So, yeah, let's get ready to get after it. I'm excited to share my thoughts with you about Andor, the trailer. So, you know, off the top, you know, one of my favorite things about the trailer was the dialogue. Specifically, the dialogue where you hear, I believe, Diego Luna, who plays Andor, I believe it's him speaking at this part when he says, "To steal from the Empire, you just walk in there like you belong. They're so proud of themselves, so fat and satisfied, they can't imagine that someone like me could get inside their house." I really like that dialogue. I thought it was cool. I like the part where he's saying they're so proud of themselves, so fat and satisfied. And then in the trailer during that part, you see some shots of Imperials as well. Now, my favorite cameo that was in the trailer, you know, honorable mention, Saw Gerrera. Actually, they have two trailers out, and I'm just kind of talking about both of them. You know, they have a teaser that dropped, and after that, they had a little bit longer one. So I'm just kind of sharing my thoughts really on both. There wasn't too much differences in the two trailers. But Saw Gerrera, honorable mention. I don't remember which trailer they showed him. I think it was the second one, the longer one. But definitely in the second trailer that came out, I'm pretty sure it was where they saw my favorite cameo, which where we see Valorum, the former chancellor. Yeah. He's going to be in this show, and I think it's cool. I'm really interested to see where they go potentially with his story. It could be really interesting what they do with him. Is he pro-Empire? Is he secretly working for the Rebellion? Who knows? I just want, like, really hope that I get to hear him tell somebody, "Hey, how'd that vote of no confidence work out for you?" Especially if he's opposing the Empire. As far as interesting scenes, you know, the most interesting scene that caught my eye was the scene of all the people, like, dressed in white, look like they're working in some sort of lab. You know, I'm not sure what's going on there, but to me, it made me just start geeking out and thinking about, like, man, is this like they're getting into the cloning thing? Are those guys like some engineers or something? Didn't see any of the Kamonian patches or anything like that, but we know the Empire is dabbling in cloning, so that's where my mind went with that. But, you know, I could totally be off base. Overall, you know, I think the show looks awesome, you know, from the effects and the cinematography perspective, at least that they showed, you know, in the trailers. The Star Destroyer, when it flies over that planet, that's dope. That's dope. And then also, it looks like there's going to be a new villain. It's a female Imperial officer, the blonde woman. Don't know what her character name is or anything like that, but hey, I think she's got potential to be a good villain. So I think we're going to see lots of action, and I think the show definitely has potential for a great storyline. Now, one thing, you know, that I'd like to see out of the show is I hope that we get some tie-ins to the Bad Batch. I really hope that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we know that this is after Revenge of the Sith. We know Bad Batch takes place after Revenge of the Sith. So I'd like to see, and I don't know how far of a time jump they're doing in season 2 of the Bad Batch, but interestingly enough, the Bad Batch animated show is going to be airing basically the same time as Andor. It's like crazy. It's like we're going to have two Star Wars shows streaming at once, so that's cool, and I'm hoping that we might be able to get some sort of a tie-in between the two shows, but you never know. That's just what I'm hoping to get out of it. What are you hoping to get out of it? You let me know. You can stop by the website, galaxypalooza.com. There is a microphone in the right-hand side of the screen. If you're on a mobile device, you just click that, leave a message, tell me your thoughts. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the mailing list so you get notified every time a new episode of the podcast drops. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Hopes everyone is doing well and feeling amazing, and I am out of here.
This party's over.
I have spoken.
The Force will be with you. Always.